It was a harsh exchange of words at the IAEA Board of Governors meeting when Israel spouted accusations at the Director General and the agency as a whole. Mohammed El-Baradei responded with a call for more respect for the IAEA and said Israel has no right to lecture the agency.
When the Board of Governors of the International Atomic Energy Agency met for their fourth day of talks, member states continued delivering statements on the Director General's report on Syria. In his report, Mohammed El-Baradei called on Syria to be fully cooperative and transparent in providing information about the particles of anthropogenic natural uranium found at the site, known alternatively as Deir al-Zour or al-Kibar. Damascus says they came from the Israeli bombs that razed the building. He also called on Israel to share their reason for attacking the site without first informing the IAEA. Now all allegations against Syria are nearly impossible to follow up, since the original site was destroyed and so much time has passed.
After 8 months of being destroyed, and you come with the allegation that this was a reactor, that I think not something as everyone can accept or understand.
The Israeli delegation delivered what the DG called a distorted statement, accusing the Director General of a political bias concerning the Syria issue and of publicly lashing out at Israel. In addition, the Israeli delegation accused the IAEA of behaving unprofessionally. Mohammed El-Baradei replied in a rather bitter statement, telling Israel that they have no right to preach to the agency about how they go about their job. He criticized their lack of cooperation on Syria, calling it an insult. Sources close to the agency stated that this statement was shocking and that the DG of the IAEA has never been called biased, and the agency's professionalism has never before been questioned in this way. The Director General had planned to speak to the press after finishing the topic of safeguards. However, after Israel's statement, he withdrew, perhaps to let the dust settle before confronting the topic again. On Thursday, the board concluded discussions on safeguards. The Israeli statement on the Syria report and Mohammed El-Baradei's rebuttal caused quite a stir in the boardroom. The exchange has added an additional ripple to Syria's file and is sure to have an effect on future IAEA meetings. Margaret Childs,